Welcome back, Mo, Law Talking Truth, with me, Corey Hawkins, for Sit Down with Emilio program. Suppose you've been here at Herere Kam last week, you missed him now, this fellow Constituency Development Plan Act, where he just passed no more the Parliament. And by this week, you may continue with him story, blame me, and sit down with him, Permanent Secretary, Law Ministry of Rural Development, Selina Bosso, and him story him come now, some fellow important something about him, this fellow new law. Where him by control him how na okata selen lo CDF okata gokasin people lo rural area.
Everyone sabe lo how na minister him come to power. But in terms of the CDO, you mentioned a little bit about him appointment blokata. What na criteria? What na process? Who does the appointment of these officers who have become pretty powerful, as you mentioned him under the Sun New Act?
Yes, the recruitment of Okata constituency officers, yeah, the constituency development office and the project officer. What we did was we actually went through the process of advertising and the normal public service process for recruitment, yeah, advertisements, interviews to be carried out, and then if I look also over the past years, the recommendation were what members of parliament or what came come for the ones where what like him who work with him or what here. So we go through the normal public service process, but MP him recommend him to or what appointment block what officers here, and that is where we submit to the public service commission for their appointment. I think him now really process block appointment block what officers.
So they are public servants paid by the public, Ministry of Public Service, yeah?
Yes, constituency development officers and constituency project officers are appointed by the Public Service Commission, and so they are public officers under the normal public service rules and regulations.
Now, if on paper, it means what I meant a little bit, but in reality, how often or how well audited or accounted for are constituency development funds in your experience as Permanent Secretary of Rural Development Minister?
Yeah, one plus something where he me know how happened until last year now, auditing block of funds, yeah. But as of beginning of last year, March, the Office of the Auditor General have been liaising with the ministry, and there was an audit exercise carried out since 2012 until we speak this time of the 50 constituencies. In fact, the first phase of the audit exercise here for 20 constituencies, and I am sure they have, I am aware they have completed the 20, and then work at this time. What currently look to the remaining 30. So I think, as far as me understanding, this one is something him no been that done. Yeah? But now, you may look him, audit him, come for him, ensure him that, you know, me fall as the administrating ministry, me fall there are processes in place, and that, you know, we follow the FI and what something was, and now Hemi by go down to the constituency development offices here now, yeah, for audit by Hemi doing auditing of the disbursement law, what a CDF and what OSM, yeah. So I think for me it is something that you may look in an improvement compared to the past year's law. Over the funding, yeah.
Are there any governance issues with the Act that you can see or you might look him inside the Act?
Yes, I think correctly the importance of you me involving what people blow me down in the whole process of managing this fella. Important government resources, him, an important one. In fact, the ministry has already proposed that at the constituency level or local level, you may say, there must be a governance structure in place law there to support the work of the constituency development office. in them, the whole process of managing CDF. So, like I've mentioned, our proposal was the setting up of the constituency development councils, which him should be embracing now representatives from what chiefs, traditional leaders, representatives of women groups, youth groups. We should get representatives from even the provincial setup, Bloyumi, for to be in there, and other groups of people inside. So I think whilst we look at having this fella act in place, I think the mobilization of our people low down him important too, to ensure that time we set up reorganizing Umi low top level, low down him must also mobilize so that Ogota to set him Ogota set him up so that Umi save channel him every, you know, something, things where issues where government like him through Ogota, and Ogota to channel him come low government through their the setup low down that particular body in place. So we have already proposed the idea of having the CDC or Constituency Development Committee to be inclusive inside law. So that, like I've mentioned, in the regulation that is to be drafted, we will ensure that that is in place law there.
Will the disbursement of funds under this act wait until that regulation is in place, or will it continue regardless?
We are expecting that the regulation must be tabled in Parliament and passed by Parliament too this year, because the enforcement of this whole act here should come in place law early next year now, January. So we have a work to carry out between now and the next Parliament meeting. And this is where, if you recall, PM, Honorable Prime Minister, talk about the formation of a bipartisan committee to look into the drafting of the regulation and then consult widely with him, and then before Umi Putungolo Parliament for pass.
So, hello, understanding Umi, what you just told me, after Bahem no affect him anything until January next year?
That is correct, Koroi. We expect that the enforcement of this act him blow next year yet. You may take him come to Parliament this year, no more for him passing. But that is important for a long time for ministry him doing education and awareness, especially the people blowing me low down, low constituency level, where I think that area now you may really need for educating good people blowing me low how now. What fancy this time by him go. There is also this whole case previously, you mean some of the constituencies all got in plan finish, yeah? But the way the demand of a lot of people bring me low down, what members of parliament him also affecting the way he is addressing more development plans, blame me. So I think a lot of awareness and educating what people bring me low this fella act and the regulation when it comes in, hemi important. That is why we wanted the enforcement of the act to be early next year, not this time. So if we pass him, there would be that regulation to come, and then once passed, bye-bye, you may wait for 2014 January now. We hope we will like him for, and we must go for Minister Hemi Gazette. So education and awareness of our people, educating or capacity building law officers, law ministry, the constituency development officers and the project officers in the formulation of CDPs, in the FI processes, him important. And as we speak, the ministry is about to conduct its workshop, first workshop this year, hopefully in the third week, next 2 weeks, for our officers, all our constituency development officers and project officers were that recruited, we will have a session here. That is also a time where Bainfala doing capacity building in terms of line ministries for CAM, and also providing what they need to say to our officers, because this act, I think, has been bringing the importance of proper coordination, low down low, local level. And we hope with the constituency development offices law there, all the extension officers, Lord, other line ministries, by worker together with Timokota constituency officers, Lord, down. So I think those are the areas we were looking. That's why you may pass him up, but you may not implement it, because we need to do this very important exercise, education and awareness, Lord, people. We saw what survey could, where now government have come in terms of the implementation.
So, in the meantime, 2013, what can system have still going to?
Currently, what we have, as we process this fella, what funds were hemi administered law here, hemi through the same application no more, yeah? You may what apply come, or what applications endorsed by the member of parliament, it has to be come law ministry, and then ministry now hemi administer law on top law here, yeah. What we expect is to build capacity or download there and everything what officers carry out. My role could be low national level, is basically would be monitoring no more and probably a research and development unit, so that we follow by survey, doing situational analysis, lot constituencies and so forth. Yeah? But the current process is people apply and we process through the normal.
Some people are looking as suspicious now the speed in which this fellow bill has passed into an act in parliament, and even some speculate that with elections coming up, him risk now this time that minister and CDO na garam access lo this fellow selling that bout might use him for campaigns blot lo coming year or same. Yeah? Is there any credibility or any meat, any proof that this could be a risk? Is this a possibility that funds under this act, or they would be able to be accessed and used directly by parliamentarians for their own campaigns in the coming year?
Koroi, I think this fellow act, once him come in force next year, like me mention him, these funds hemi for projects, and I think the importance of having that fala governance structure where mi tatalem, yeah, I think, which is non-biased, hemi should be also, hemi should minimize him that kind of intervention when normally members of parliament will come. But as custodians of constituencies, you know, it's important that they know what can development now go. So, whilst you may talk about him lessening him role blockata, they have a part to play to ensure that the policy government okota puputum in place. He may link lo how na development he may happen lo down lo rural area too, yeah. So I think this act, once he may come in place, he may definitely should do away with him. If you may not do away, but you may start for minimize him. What consents or same way people bring him that, you know, MP by him use him or something for election purposes and all same. But like I've said, the importance next year, you must, every constituency should carry development plan. That's why this year we hold by training what officer for. So that development plan him actually something where he must be followed now in terms of how now what fund there by go. So by him no got him room for you miss have a hole for you me, you know. I believe it's a way forward for you me begin to improve on it. This one he me something where you me must have him something he me a little bit difficult one, yeah, for you address him in. It's the first time this government put him in this bill on CDF on the floor of parliament, yeah, and to be debated on publicly. Previously, 2-3 government tried, but a little bit hard. So, I think, you may must survey, you may get him out leaders, you may work. Stop, we're changing, we want improvement for the better. So, you may must do away with him this whole view that, you know, always portrayed that, you know, members of parliament are corrupt. We have new people. We have people who want to change and want to do things better, but you cannot do it overnight. You have to ensure that he may take time and you may gradually. That is why I said earlier, the act allows for further improvements to it. Yeah? As you may go, the minister responsible for the ministry, if I'm looking need for you, me doing amendments for improvement, him by happen in the years to come.
Finally, from me, if there were any amendments to be made that you would see, what would you change in the current form of the act?
I think I would like to go along with the people's view. The governance structure is important. I think that one now, by me like, and me happy that the government has agreed to it, and that would be something that by me looking in the regulation that is going to be drafted soon. Also, the concern that people would grant too much power to the Member of Parliament and the Constituency Development Officer, Hemi also taken aboard, and that would be something whereby you may look him change to it, that there would also this fella, the need for this fella committee low down to have the upper hand, by me say, to the development plan that you may got him, and that based on that fella, the recommendations from the CDCs now by you may look him funds Hemi dispersed low down. So I think those two areas where Hemi been highlighted. Low me, I think him now him barwa key issue. Yeah, I think those are the key issues, and we fully agree with him people or concerns where Hemi raised, and I am happy to say that the government has taken that on board, and that you will see those amendments reflected in the regulation that Hemi upcoming to be tabled. It will be consulted widely within people too, the draft regulation, so that people can have a say on it before it is tabled in Parliament. But otherwise, Koroi, lo luluk lo mi lo act, yeah, I think it's the way forward for a start. Imi mas osim. You must take in things in a way that things cannot happen overnight. You must slowly address him. When him now, Baba him best for country blow me through good legislations where you may but slowly improve lo him for into the future.
Any final words?
I think Bami talk of him normal law people of this country. In this particular act, the Constituency Development Act, I think Hemi come in place for the good. Blow you me everyone. I believe after 10 years we will realize that this thing him would not him come to Parliament. So I think me like him no more everyone for supporting ministry. Think by me talk him in the way that him by try for carry out law based the implementation of this act at the national and also at the constituency level, and we just look forward no more for support by everybody as you may go along. Because if you meet to talk about rural development, you meet Tatalemia, in of law ministry no more. Hemblo you man you start low down low rural area, hemblo you man you work a low private sector, hemblo you me everyone for. It's everybody's business. So I think the important thing me like Talem no more is it's important that we work together. We work together to see improvements. Law how now by this one time Hemi the CDF Act time Hemi implemented your support and cooperation. Law how now by ministry Hemi carry him out. Otherwise, like I've said, in the draft regulation that is coming up, I look forward also to the comments and the support and whatever that people by give him to, so that time you may put him go to Parliament, you may everyone happy, and you may prepare for implementation of law 2014. Thank you.
Thank you, Tomas. Imi been big thank you, law PS Blow Rural Development, Selena Boss for sending the program. Hem now, program Rimi for this week. Me hope you hear him and understand him some fella. A little bit inside lo this fella bill we start to talk about him, and you make him up own mind blue lo what na thinking blue about him situation blue seleva whether you stop a rural area or low town about him this bill. Miko Hawkins, thank you for sitting with me the program. Until next time, more goodbye and good night.
Talking.